Welcome to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. Holly is a wife, mom, coach, and entrepreneur. She wears these and many more hats while running three successful businesses, a gym, online counseling and nutrition program, and commercial cleaning company. She brings a unique perspective to everyday life with her spicy, no-nonsense attitude. Holly helps her clients keep it simple with small tweaks that over time add up to big life changes. With that, let's get on with today's episode. Here's my friend, Holly Cochran, an incredible human you need to be listening to every Monday.
Hello, family, friends, and strangers. Today on the Monday Matters podcast, I am going to interview a woman named Michelle Strawford, who I have kind of known for many years, but have admired for just as long. Michelle is an entrepreneur, the ultimate of entrepreneurs. She runs five companies and is still taking on projects. When I met her, she owned Bella Chic that was next door to the gym I was working out at in White City. And I thought she was just a really cool lady. And then she started What Women Want. And that is an amazing event that happens every year when it isn't COVID and brings thousands and thousands of people and other female entrepreneurs together for a weekend of just amazing community. And I have recently come across Michelle again on Instagram as she has now started a project called the Invisible Mental Health Project. And there is the second event happening called We See You happening here in Regina on April the 18th. And I wanted to talk to her. I wanted to find out, what was this about? What is the catalyst for it? What is the mandate for this foundation? What? Tell me more about what you are now up to. So take a listen. The sound quality isn't 100%, but the content is excellent. Michelle is very well spoken, and I hope you enjoy listening to her explain to us about invisible mental health, and if you can see yourself fitting in to a role, making a donation, being part of the evening I am attending, feel free to reach out to me and we can go together. All right, take a listen.
Hey, Michelle, thank you for joining the Monday Matters podcast with me. And before my listeners have to hear me ask you a bunch of my questions, would you please just tell us a little bit about Michelle Strawford, who you are, and how I came about finding you on Instagram?
Oh, God. Well, first of all, I'm a mother and three boys and a wife, and I love entrepreneurism. And so I have five businesses, so I'm super busy. I love working with people and coaching. I coach right now 21 entrepreneurs, so I love that so much. And one of the five, I don't know if you want to call it a business, but one of the five ventures and our most recent one that I'm doing with my son is called Invisible Mental Health. And that's why we've connected, right? And I just, it came to be because actually long before he suffered, I had a family member, several family members who I'd walked the journey with a little bit. However, when my son ended up in the hospital, in the psych ward, within 24 hours of him being there, we together decided we needed to do something to make a difference. And so Invisible came to be.
Yeah, it is a very challenging system to be in, the mental health system. It's challenging enough to be suffering from mental health, but then when you're trying to navigate that system in our province, it is really difficult. So tell me a little bit about Invisible Mental Health. What was the goal, and has it shifted at all? What is it, first of all?
What is it?
What is this business? But yet I don't know that it's necessarily the business side. Yeah.
Nonprofit, which you may not know, but it's very complicated and long together.
Yep.
So I mean, our first event was in December, so it is very, very new. And to be honest, all I wanted to do was keep even just one person on this earth longer. That was it. And to help raise money to help those who need support, and specifically help people, young people and their families who need support, but perhaps can't afford it, or maybe who doesn't want their parents to know, but they need help. I just felt like if I can help somebody who's either walking with somebody close to them, or they need the help, or they can't find it, I wanted to be there to help fund. So that's our goal. The invisible group that we're meeting again, April 18th, the event is called We See You. Is a community series where we bring people together, honestly, just to create an atmosphere of support. And, you know, the first one I did, there was very few professionals in the room. It was 100 people. We sold out. And I said to them, I just feel like if I can celebrate that my son is still here and do whatever I can as somebody who just cares for people who are suffering, that's what I wanted to do. And one of my things I do is I run events. I run What Women Want event, brings thousands upon thousands of people together every year. So I knew that I could bring people.
Yep.
I just honestly didn't really know what difference I could make, but I knew that I could connect people. So our method with Invisible is just we have four panels that came in December. And just as a side note, our very first event was just 3 months after my son Ty was by ambulance to the psych ward. So very, very quickly we created this event. And yeah. he introduced it and he ended it. It was just
Wow.
I know. So April 18th, we'll do it again, and we're doubling the size. It's at local market in Regina. So instead of topping out at 100, it's going to top out at 200, and we're almost half sold already. And it's just four panelists, and what we try to do is bring people with different stories. So yep. The first time we had a gentleman who lost his father to suicide and suffered horribly. A woman who suffered extreme domestic violence and suffers obviously mentally because of that. A girl who had a eating disorder. So the story just goes on and on. And we try to bring people of different ages and male, female. And so this time it's the same. We have a young gentleman talking about what he suffers from in mental health, and the previous one it was his mom telling the story from a mother's standpoint, and now her son is coming. So I feel like mental health impacts almost everyone.
I think you're right. I feel like it impacts everyone.
And when you enter it, you can see it from your window, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're talking to, yesterday I was part of an event through Canadian Mental Health called Uniting Young Minds, and it was 500 youth from Regina. Fort Capel, I believe, was there as well. It was so powerful. And I mean, there's like police officers sitting at my table, and they suffer too. We all have it. And I think, honestly, it's the real pandemic that I feel doesn't get enough attention.
Yeah.
And so I just want to make a difference. That's it.
Yeah, and I think that's just amazing. And knowing the connections and how quickly you can get things accomplished, I think there's a reason that it's you that's in charge of this next little bit that our whole society, and I mean, I know Regina's a small community or whatever, but the ripple effect will be huge because it's you running this show. And I know what women want and how that just exploded. And so hopefully the amount of people's lives that get to be touched by the work of Michelle will have that same ripple effect. Can you tell me how we can support Invisible Mental Health? I have my tickets already for April. I will be there. How else can we be supportive of the endeavor? And how are you getting the people the support? Like you say, you do. I realize that the event will create community, which will equal support. But are there other avenues that are happening in between the events, or how do we support your cause? And what is your cause doing on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah. I wish that there were five of me.
Yes.
So I can focus 100%. Because this, for sure, is one of the most powerful things I've ever done in my career and deserves all the attention. But unfortunately, I have 30 staff.
Yeah.
So I'm really busy coaching and running my ISO and Bell Sheet. So I'm very busy, and this is really important also. My son, but he also has
yes.
a business that he works on too. So we started out with just social media and asking for people to come online and support us. Then we started clothing line, which seems to be very common amongst mental health initiatives. And we've done really well. We've released three different types of sweatshirts. And now we've entered into jewelry. We just launched a new piece that I'm actually wearing today, where it's just a tiny little, it has our invisible logo on it. So all this to raise money eventually. We have a counselor, Tara Duckland is her name, and she had already started a clothing collection where she raises money, and her money goes directly into counseling, and that's where we got this idea from. So we really want to help her. She's aligned herself with therapists already.
Yeah.
Who donate their time, and she helps with the funding to help pay them a bit. And she's a wonderful human. So my ask, I guess, is to counselors like yourself to be a part of this initiative where they're offering counseling at maybe a reduced cost to these youth and their families. But also, when people are willing to share their story, I think when people are authentic and real, it's so powerful.
Yeah.
And these people come and share, and there's so many tears, but there's so much strength that comes because of that. And people left that room just feeling like, I'm not alone, and there is help, and I don't have to walk this road alone. Whether you're a mother or suffering yourself or both, there's so many people that suffer, and that's why we called it invisible. And you know, we just said, for me as a mom, I didn't know that my son was suffering so much. He'd actually, the first time he called, it was his girlfriend that called the police. This was not even the time he went by ambulance. We took him by our car that time. We had had company. It was in our home. He was in his room. We were visiting, having a great time. We had, like, that's how crazy it was to me that I didn't know how horrible my son was. I had no idea.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend at the time had called 911. And our guest left, and he walked out of his room, and he said, I don't want to scare you, Mom, but the police are on their way.
Oh.
And I was like, what is happening? So we decided that invisible really, not only from those around the person, but he felt invisible. Here he was suffering at such a deep state, and nobody saw him. Nobody saw him. So that's where the name came from. And I just, you know, my one ask at the first event was, we really want professionals to be in the room. I felt like we want all the support. We want the people to be there and to speak with education and intelligence on mental health. And I'm the first to say I'm not educated. I just bring everybody together. So thankfully, we have had people reach out. We actually have a nurse on the panel that works in mental health that will be speaking this time. So I'm excited about that. But those are my asks. I think it's just to raise your hand if you would be willing to share. Raise your hand if you're willing to support, whether it be in the avenue of support to mental people suffering or financially just to help with their cause. Yeah. And also to bring those people in your community to these events. We have a million and one ideas. And we just are like one step in front of the other.
Exactly.
Excited to have our next event. There's so many other ideas underway, but that's our next one.
I'm sure this is an idea that you guys have had. I also, my brain is always moving at 100 miles a minute. What is the opportunity for people to be connected and in community with the We See You event virtually? And the reason I ask is because sort of my top five friends that I would like to bring, if I tell them we're walking into a room with 200 people, will tell me, no, I'm not. I'm not walking into a room with five people right now. But I think being in community with and hearing these stories and knowing these stories are not in the big bad world of the internet that we are trying to limit for most of them, but right here close to us, we could be shoulder to shoulder with somebody that would make you feel not invisible, somebody that would see you. But yet the event itself could be a barrier.
100%.
Yeah.
And I know those that are concerned about triggers and it's hard to bring up all those feelings. And so I'm glad that you asked because it was Ty who's really pushed hard this time to record it. And so I'm not sure if we've heard from all the presenters yet, but so far the ones that I've seen come forth and said absolutely record it. So I think that we're going to try to do that this time.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. So I can be a part of it live, but then I can be supportive with my kids that I see and that I'm counseling. We could maybe together walk through that event in a safe space.
100%.
Yeah, that's a very useful tool.
Yeah, thank you for saying that because I was. When he first asked me, I felt like this is such a vulnerable space and I want to make sure that it's treated as such. And these people are sharing some very emotional stories and we need to take care of them.
Yes.
So that, I felt like I don't want to take it outside of that room if you're not ready for what that can mean.
Absolutely.
As you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Like if they're not feeling safe, it won't work well outside of that. You know what I mean? For sure. But if they're feeling like they have something to offer and know that something could reach the people that are also not ready to be in that room, those are the people that they might really need to be reaching. So
I could not agree more.
Yeah.
I being at this event yesterday with these high school students absolutely blew my mind with the wisdom,
yeah,
the love, the authenticity that they shared. They had a panel discussion and there were four, and they were not high school students, these were young adults. And they shared from their heart and the questions that just came. The mics, they had two mics and people collecting questions off the floor. And they had a QR code for people to have questions on their phone. They never got through, I bet you, a quarter of them. They just kept coming. People just wanted, they needed to share. And I feel like the more opportunities people have to share, the likely we are to honestly save lives.
Yes.
That's how I feel. And being that I've been in this event business forever, my moment of awakening, honestly, around this, I was at the event and I said to my husband, this is the first time I've ever done an event that had nothing to do with making money. I didn't have to. I mean, we're raising money, but honestly, every event I've ever done, I'm trying to make the business happy, or I'm trying to cover costs, I'm trying to sell clothes in my business, all these things. But this time it was just about saving lives.
Yes.
And I didn't care if one human came or he sold out.
Yeah.
All I wanted to do was make a difference first for my family and my son, but also to all those who wanted to be a part of it. And it was such a rewarding experience for somebody like me who's planning events like this all the time. And there was little to no stress, because it just felt like when you do something just for the good of mankind.
Yeah.
I said it on the line, that I just really want to save lives. That's it. Like, I want to make a difference to this one person.
Yeah.
Whether it's someone I know or not, then I know I've done one.
Yeah. And isn't it, I don't know if empowering is the right word, but isn't it sort of freeing to know that in this pandemic that we're not talking about, we don't actually need to throw a whole lot of money at it. Money would help, of course. Resources are always short. But the connection, the human connection, really can be all it takes to save lives and not being invisible. So that doesn't cost a huge amount of money. We don't need to be lobbying and lobbying and lobbying for a whole lot of government intervention, when we can, as community, simply be together. I
could not agree more.
Yeah, I just find that when I found that this was happening, and when I found out about the December one, I just knew that, you know, this is just such a simple, without simplifying it, it's a very simple way to make a huge difference. So.
That's not the most important thing.
Right.
The most important thing to me is community and creating an opportunity for people to get to the resources that they need.
Yes.
And, you know, my son is blessed. He's part of a family where we can afford to send him for counseling, and still we've struggled, you know, to find the psychiatrist, the therapist, have time to see him when he needs it. And
yeah,
I just happen to be friends with his therapist. So I have,
yeah.
Like, it's a dream environment for him, to be honest. He loves his therapist too, but still, she's overbooked. She's very popular.
Oh, I know.
You know what it's like. And that's the case where I'm actively lobbying for the mental health of my son. What about all his friends who, one, don't want to tell their parents that they're suffering, or two, they don't have support, or three, they don't have financial support?
Exactly.
What do these people do? And
yeah,
their teachers who, they don't know where to turn, and they're losing friends.
Yeah.
To suicide.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It is, I think, like, no amount of money can be thrown at me to give me more time in my day. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's not about how do we make more money. It's about how do I make the amount of people that I know need connections to have more connections, because that's truly what's going to save their lives, because there is not enough time for one person to do the things that they need to do, or not just one person, but for all of the professionals. Everybody is just full, and that makes it really hard to be a great resource. I swore that when I went back into counseling, I did not want to be those people that had a 2 or 3 week waiting list, because lives need to be saved on the day they need to be saved. I have a 3 week waiting list, and it's only been since September. That's a good thing, but it wasn't the direction and the vision I had, because I get that makes you feel invisible. When you say, hello, could I have some help? And the response is sure, in a few weeks. Yeah. So my brain is spinning on how Invisible Me can connect peer mentors and, you know, yeah.
We want not just the people to share their story, but the people to help us share the story. So even as you're talking, I'm like, I think I probably need somebody who knows how to properly record this and share it. I don't know how to do that other than taking my cell phone, which there's a much easier way to do this, you know?
Yep.
So I just ask for people to raise their hand and help us make a difference. And after we're done this, I'll probably do a post and say, hey, we need your help. And I know there's people out there wanting to make a difference too.
Well, this podcast will be airing, not that I have a lot of techie listeners necessarily, but we will push on the podcast that if anyone is listening to this before April the 18th, and you have the ability to record the evening, create the link that we can be utilizing. If you know how to get that done on the technical side of things, raise your hand and let me know so we can tell Michelle that we've got that person in line.
We did it, and it was amazing. Was we brought live music?
Yeah, I was just gonna say music. Yeah.
And we just thought he's like, well, I just want to make it different. I want to lighten the mood. I want to help my friends who are musicians. And one of them was Justin Wagner. Jay Apollo is his name. He's a rapper, and he wrote a song called "Invisible" for us, and he performed it that night. And that night was the first time he'd ever performed in person.
Oh.
And just to show the power of community, since that day, he has now, he performed yesterday in front of 500 students. He presented to two groups of over 100 students talking about his connection to music through and how it's helped him through his mental health journey. And he'd never spoken in public like this ever before. And he was just an absolute rock star.
Aww.
And I suggest him, like, the difference that you made today because you were vulnerable, you did it when you were scared, absolutely terrified, but he did it anyway.
Yeah.
And he's so grateful for the opportunity to have had his music heard and shared to a community who he's trying to connect with. All these students are exactly who listen to his kind of music. So it's great from that standpoint. But even better was the connection to teaching these, sharing his journey with these students and how he found such comfort in music. And so that's our goal. We might bring Justin back again because he's just such a wonderful human being first, and a musician, and just a wonderful advocate. I can't say enough about the power of our youth, our next generation, and how they're going to make the changes that we want to see. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's fantastic. But I think one of the things that Invisible Me, what you talked about at the beginning with the difference in the demographics, because mental health does not choose any particular age group or race or sex, that part of that is so that our youth who may feel like this is just something that we have to go through, at Invisible Me, they can see that, no, actually, you know, our parents and our grandparents and so many people are also seeing you, for you to see them as well at those kinds of events. I think it's really good to have the youth events. You know, 500 kids, that's empowering. You bring out some cool rap musician at that, that's extra. But I also really like when we get to mix the community. I think there's something to be said for that as well, which is why I had asked about the recording, because I don't know that the people that I'm working with are at the point where I will be able to get them to the event. But I think, yeah, the difference in the people in the room is empowering, is part of the powerful movement. Yeah.
It was so important to me. I really, really wanted, honestly, everyone who needs to be there to be there.
Yeah.
So no matter what age, what sex, what demographic, I wanted the room to be full of anybody who can help someone else or themselves. Because of the event.
Well, I'd also like to put it out there that for this podcast, that if there's people who are not able to go to the event on the 18th, but they would like to buy a ticket for people who may need a ticket bought for them. Is that an option? Like, can we ask that of people?
Oh, I would love that.
Okay.
That would be great.
Yeah. I think there's people that are not sure how to be involved or to help that. And the tickets are not pricey. I think they're $12 or something. Yeah. They're not out there. But if you wanted to take a family and, you know, five tickets meant somebody in that family is not going, then it might be a way for those. Yeah.
I mean, the reality is, if you want to be there and you can't afford it, or you know someone that needs to be there and they can't afford it, we will get them there.
Yeah.
This is not a money making expense by any
right.
stretch.
Right. Yeah. No, it's not.
We'll be filled, and we can only have so many. I think it's 200 in the room. So
yeah,
it will fill up.
So it will.
We just need to get the people in the seats for sure.
Yeah.
And there's several businesses coming who raise money for mental health. And they'll be there too, selling clothes. There's a gentleman on the panel that was in the awful car accident and lives were lost, and he suffered post-traumatic stress. He's telling his story, but he also has a book that he just released, so he'll have that there too. Yeah. So my other, if you are part of the people listening and you are part of something that raises money and you want people to know, we welcome you. We want everyone to be a part of this. And if you want to make a difference, reach out to us. We will find a way to include you for sure.
Awesome. I don't know if this is my last question, but it might be. What are the safety, what's the safety plan around the evening as far as when people start to have those raw feelings? And like, I can feel it in myself already thinking about the four panel people and how emotional that all is. What is in place so people know when they're walking in, they're about to be vulnerable, that's a brave step to come through the door, that if they need something that day or the next day, is there something available?
Yeah, thank you for asking. That is exactly why I wanted professionals in the room.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the first time we did it ourselves and we asked people, but we didn't know who was going to come. So this time, like I said, we have a nurse on the panel. We have therapists that we know are coming, and that's part of our plan to engage them up front to say, there are people in the room if you need to talk to somebody today.
Yeah.
But also we want to have reference material for the people so they know everything from kids' health phone to free resources online to list of therapists. All that we want to have. That's our goal as well. That for people.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah. I wasn't asking so that I could create work for you by any stretch. I just.
it's our plan. And yeah.
Yeah. Well, I only make suggestions I'm willing to help with. So if there's something I can do to help you create that resource list, I will be on board. Yeah, for sure. We can talk about that after.
Yes, thank you.
Is there anything else that I haven't asked you about invisible mental health that my listening audience should know?
I just want people to know that we're just trying to make a difference, and we welcome you in any way you want to be part of this, whether it's sitting in a chair or watching virtually or lending a hand. And I feel like there's a lot of people listening or have heard about it who could really help us grow this.
Yeah.
And our only mandate is, again, to keep people on this earth. And I think it's an easy ask. I don't think anybody would ever say no to that. So we just welcome everyone with open arms, and we want people to come along with us and help grow Invisible.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. At the bottom of this podcast, if you are listening, all of Michelle's contacts will be there in the links, and the link to tickets will also be there. So if you are wanting to join me on April the 18th, I will be going into Regina that night. So check the bottom of this podcast for any links that you may be interested in. And thank you, Michelle, so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Holly.
Yeah.
Thank
you so much. I'm just going to stop this.
Thanks for listening to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Monday Matters, leave her a review, and share this episode on your social media. Should you have any questions about what you listen to or want more info, reach out and send her a message at K2 Health with Holly on Instagram and Facebook. She loves hearing from her listeners. See you next time.